You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. It's KLEM. Daniel Versteeg with you after week five of the high school football season wrapped up yesterday with a lot of earlier kickoffs due to the forecasted thunderstorms. We did get a bunch of rain up in Spencer. Did not quite see that lightning and thunder that was forecasted, but that's okay. We got things going earlier. We got done earlier, and we had some great games around Plymouth County that we're going to be able to talk about here today on the Coach's Corner. Coming up right away after our first commercial break will be the head coach of Lamar's Community Football, Coach Ken Vigdahl. The Bulldogs, a tough 14-7 contest with Spencer. You knew it wasn't going to be easy. Spencer came in 0-4. Could pretty much throw that record out the window when Lamar's plays Spencer. So the Bulldogs were able to get the 14-7 win over the Tigers last night. And now Lamar's is 4-1 overall. And they start district play with a 1-0 record. Good job by them. Then we're going to be talking with Galen Catholic head football coach Jeremy Schindler. The Jays, a tough loss, a 36-7 loss to Akron Westfield. As it sits right now, of course, still with three games left in the high school football season, the Jays are one game out of the playoff. They are 1-2 and currently missing out on the top four. So they've got some work to do here the rest of the way if they want to continue their playoff streak to three consecutive seasons. Talk with Coach Schindler about last night's loss. And then coming up later on in the program, our last segment, we'll be joined by the head coach of the 4-1 MMCRU football team, Coach Kyle Oswald. 42-0 winners over Sibley Ocheden last night. It's a historic moment. The Royals have not won four games in a season as a sharing agreement program. Of course, MMC were state champs in eight-player football. Remsen Union had their success, but as a joined 11-man program, they have never won four games in the season. So they're 4-1. They're 4-0 in their district as well, which all but solidifies a playoff spot at this point. So we're going to talk with Kyle Oswald, the head coach of the Royals, all about the outstanding season they are having. Let's run down the other scores from around Plymouth County quickly. We'll get to Ken Vigdahl in just a moment. Fifth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's beat Newell Fonda last night to remain unbeaten as well. The Hawks are 5-0. They are now on an 18-game winning streak after going 13-0 last year to win the title. 51-18 winners over Newell Fonda. In Class A, District 8, the non-district game, final non-district game of the year for Kingsley Pearson River Valley, had them beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 34-24. In Class 1A, District 1, Hinton defeated Lawton Bronson 37-21. I think we covered all the other scores with our coaches that are going to be coming up. This Coach's Corner program, every Saturday morning, brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Let's take a short break. When we come back, the head coach of Lamar's Community Football, Coach Ken Vigdahl, will join us talking about last night's 14-7 win over Spencer. He joins us coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back to this edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLAM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Coach's Corner every Saturday, brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner is the head coach of Lamar's Community Football, Coach Ken Bigdahl. The Bulldogs 14-7 win over Spencer last night in the damp and dreary and rainy weather that we were kind of all experiencing around Northwest Iowa. Coach, first of all, I guess, have you and the guys dried off after playing on a slip and slide, it kind of felt like at times last night?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. But I will say this overall, I think that the field held up probably better than I thought
right.
it was going to for being a grass surface. So, no doubt that I know our moms aren't probably happy this morning because they got a bunch of black uniforms that are supposed to be white. So, getting a 14-7 win over Spencer is awesome for our guys, and I'm really happy for them.
Well, it was quite the game for a number of reasons. So, let's just kind of break it down bit by bit. First of all, we got to talk about these guys. Your defense did not allow a point. I know Spencer scored 7. That was a defensive score. Your defense did not allow a point last night. What was in getting into them? Because they were fantastic last night.
I just think that, Coach had talked about, everybody has to do their job. We talked about this in the pregame. We've talked to the kids all week of, when you have that dive option, you – take away the dive, you take away the quarterback, you take away the option, and we did that last night. And you take away the dive back, and when that doesn't get going for that, kind of offense, the other ones kind of take care of themselves because we don't have to help. I think when you help and you overcommit on a defense, on a offense like that, you get into trouble. But I will say this, I thought Alex Allen played an excellent game
last night.
I think he had 4 TFLs, and I think he had 8 solos and 7 assists, and I'll tell you what, he was everywhere, and he did a great job. And the thing about it is they kind of stayed away from Evan, because Evan actually, we switched our defense, went from our 4 front into more of a 5 front, and Evan's kind of a power guy, so we were able to move Aiden down inside, and we had Bartman and Cook in the middle, and that just against that offense, that was a really good defense to put in.
Yeah, I think I made the comment to Gabe during I think it was that drive where Alex had like 3 tackles for loss and a sack to force the 3 and out. I made the comment to Gabe, and it was like, it feels like there's 5 Alex Allens on the field. I'm sure that's kind of what offenses are seeing when it's like he's on one side of the line, he's still getting in the backfield. He's on the other side of the line, he's getting in the backfield.
Well, the thing about him is he's so quick and he's so agile, and, he plays low to the ground and he dips and he comes under those tackles. Let's be honest, offensive tackles don't like, guys who are quick off the ball and can knife or either stay outside. So it's trouble for him, and, he's able to do both.
And it was still impressive. You said they tried to stay away from Evan Jalous, and obviously try is the key word there, because he's still – had such an impact. It seemed like he always knew where that option was going as well. So you combine Alex's athleticism to just blow up the play quickly, and then Evan's ability to just kind of know where the ball is going, and that's a really scary two-headed monster.
And then you use the 2 D tackles that take care of the dive.
Yep.
I mean, it was, they did an outstanding job, and Spencer, if you've watched them over the course of the years, this is their offense. This is what they do. When they get behind, it's a little tough because, I don't know how many pass plays they have in their book, but, I don't even know how many they threw last night.
Right.
It's they're not used to it. You're doing something that you don't want to do, and that for them, it's definitely pass the ball.
Yeah, and I think they had to line up in the shotgun a couple of times, which I don't know how often they really want to be doing that. Yeah, just 8 passing attempts is what I've got from your stats. So, definitely not what they want to do offensively, and it was really impressive to see your performance on defense, because, Coach, I'm sure you have the same feeling. Last week kind of definitely felt like a disappointment from your defense. I mean, was there a big kind of challenge or motivating factor this week in practice to kind of prove last week was fluky and not the not the normal Bulldog defense we're going to expect the rest of the year?
Well, we just talked about elevating your play, you know, and you know, last week was last week, and, you know, this week is district play. And, you know, our kids are smart. They know. Mm-hmm. They know if they want to get to the end and if they want to get to the playoffs and they want to be, you know, possibly a district championship, you know, you got to win this one. And so, you know, I think everybody's, especially Wednesday, we talked about Wednesday a little bit in pregame about how everybody just seemed to elevate their play. Even in practice, it was, you know, how mentally, you know, tougher and smarter we were, and physically we had a really physical practice, but it was one of those things that this is how we have to play. And, you know, I think we showed that really on both sides of the ball last night, along with our special teams. I think all three phases did a really good job. Now, obviously, you'll probably get to it, but our red zone needs to be better yeah. than what it was last night. But, you know, we still were able to line up and run the ball in a situation of, like you said, it was a little sloppy, a little wet, but you still have to do those things.
Ken Vigdol with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Football. Yeah, that was where I was going to go next. The first half, you guys moved the ball exceptionally better than Spencer did in the first half. I think the Tigers only had a couple first downs the entire first half of the game. You guys were moving the ball. You got into the red zone a few times. And the turnovers were definitely the big glaring weak point for you. Coach, what was it about what Spencer was doing to you last night that, man, it was you got down to the three and fumbled, and, you know, you take a shot down close and you throw an interception. I mean, it was just really, really tough bounces that weren't going your way, it felt like.
Yeah, and that's really kind of what it is. You know, how many times have we run that play on the goal line and nothing, you know, we've scored, or, you know, we don't fumble the ball well. Last night we end up fumbling the ball, and, you know, we took a shot downfield a couple different times, and you know, we had three drops and things like that. We probably would have scored another one or another two there. But, yeah, and we end up throwing an interception, but it was kind of a ball that got bounced up and around right. and stuff. And so, you know, it's one of those things that I think if you look at the history of this game a little bit, you know, and we were talking about our offense, but this is the way this game is played. You know what I mean? It's, yeah, they were 0-4, but I preached all week that, you know, the best 0-4 team probably in the state. Now they're 0-5. But, you know, it's one of those things that it's just close. It's gritty. It's at the end. We took a pass, one of their passes at the end of the game to get off the field. And so, you know, it's just this game that, you know, I don't know if it's a rivalry game because we don't really play them in a lot of other sports. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because they're not in our same conference anymore, but sure. It's definitely when Spencer and Lamar's plays football. It doesn't really matter who's winning and who's losing records, because it's out the door and it's full go.
Ken Vigdol with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Football. And yeah, you know, it is a very intense game. It's a game that you always have to be ready for, and you guys definitely were, especially with your running game. Coach, I loved, and Gabe brought that up as well, how your two backs, Jude and Giovanni, they just plant their feet in the ground, and they knew they couldn't mess around a whole lot, because if they did, they were going to start slipping and sliding. So they just said, I'm going to get vertical. I'm going to try and use my momentum to maybe slide forward for a few more yards. And boy, they did that last night. Just how good was that to see that there wasn't a whole lot of extracurriculars? Just let me get north and south, and we'll let the rest fall into place.
Well, they just have a great, it's a great combination, and they both, you know, have aspects of each other that the other one doesn't have. And so, you know, you kind of, we were running Jude there for a while, and he's getting a lot of yards. I think we handed the ball to him four times in a row, and all of a sudden it's like you can kind of see he's getting tired. Well, we put Giovanni in, we do the same thing with him, and it was just a nice rotation. Even though we're on kind of a serious rotation, I told him, I said, hey man, if you're getting the ball three, four times in a row, you're going to come out and get a break. The other guy's going to carry the ball two, three times in a row, and you're going to come out and the other guy's going to get in. And so, and you know what, those two guys, they just complement each other. And then the good thing is they're just great friends off the field too. So they're, you know, if there's a cheerleader back there wanting the other one to get an extra yard or score a touchdown, it's one of the other ones. So it's nice to see.
Boy, and that just goes back to the whole depth deal too. I mean, you can have two different backs in there, and obviously you've been dealing with Bo out with an injury, and you can bring in Jaden Nelson, or you can move Jamie Sitzman from from a backup quarterback to kind of one of your wingbacks or wide receivers. You really have a very versatile set of skill guys on offense.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, losing Bo is a big thing. Our W is a big thing. They do a lot of things that, you know, and so now we have about two or three guys playing that position. And you know, even last night it was kind of like at the end, you know, we went with Cole Carpenter just because he had experience a little bit more. And I just said to Jamie, I said, we got to have a guy who's been around. So if we call a play, you know, he does a great job, Jamie does, but he doesn't know the W like he knows quarterback. You know what I mean? We've had him there for about a week and a half. And so it was kind of like, here we go with Cole so we can block maybe different blocking schemes that we want up front and vice versa. And so, you know, but all of those guys, once again, they all kind of know their role. They accept it, and it's great when three guys can share a position.
Oh, absolutely. And it was a really, really great night offensively. Again, I thought you guys ran the ball so well. And in a game like that, you kind of need to run the ball because, Coach, it was really – really tough to throw the ball, not only because of the rain, which is you know, kind of obviously a factor in setting your feet and getting a grip on the ball and things like that, but it looked like Spencer, because they were kind of committing so much to the run, it didn't look like Teagan had all that much time back there, because everything kind of looked like a blitz to him.
Yeah, it did, and you know, they were bringing their two inside backers. There was no doubt they were probably the first team that we've seen this year that really came up and jammed us at the line of scrimmage. There was only a 2-3 yards between, you know, our outside receivers and the corners. What I thought was really great for Teagan and Andrew was, I mean, we ran a couple of those key routes on the outside, and that guy wasn't more than 3 or 4 yards, and we were able to get great blocks by Cole on the edge. And, you know, Andrew got a few yards there on a couple of those key routes. But, you know, when you're throwing the ball, you know, 25 yards and the guy's only 3 yards away from the receiver, that's pretty good on a key route.
Yeah, and I think, if Andrew's going to get the catches and the yards and the stats, but if he can get an assist or an asterisk for you, definitely give it to Cole Carpenter with the blocks he laid and allowing you to move the football. And again, another great win. And Coach, you know, you did mention the special teams. I did want to touch on this too, because I love the special teams game. That first quarter was pretty much just, can we win the field position? And you guys were able to do that right away with the punt from Tyson that died inside the three, and he continued to kick well for you all night. I mean, he probably could have had another one inside the 20 had there not been some muffing and fumbling and things like that. What kind of things have you seen from him in his punting game that just kind of shows he's a good guy to have back there?
Well, you know, the first thing is he's a receiver, so he can catch the ball. You know what I mean? And
yep.
And sometimes, you know, you see teams line up with the biggest guy who can kick, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, he can catch the ball, but he can, you know, he's doing a really awesome job of punting. And not just punting the ball, but punting the ball away from the returners. You know what I mean? Like that one that rolled down to three or four, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's awesome. And, you know, I thought last night our coverage team was much better than what they were a week before. I mean, when they caught the ball, we were there. And I think Drew Gallis had a really good stick on a on a punt team there. And so, you know, that's what we wanted to see this week, was guys sprinting down the field, not letting them get yards after they catch the ball. And I thought they did a really great job of that.
Well, Coach, it was a great win. And I'll you know, kind of let's talk about that final drive by the Spencer offense. They start kind of moving the ball. There were only, I think, three drives that they had where they could say, hey, we're actually moving the ball pretty consistently. One of those was right before the first half. Another was to start the fourth quarter, and then the other one was to end the fourth quarter. And you guys come up with a fourth down stand there with less than a minute to go in the red zone. Just how great was it to see that your defense was able to come through again? They were probably tired as all get out after a long game where they're dealing with footing issues, slipping and things like that, and they still answered the call and came up big for you.
Well, I think when you look at that drive, especially in that last four plays, we ended up getting, you know, like as an offense, we want to stay on track. You know, last night when we were getting 4 or 5 yards or more on first down, that makes second and third down, you know what I mean, easier to get. Well, we ended up getting them off schedule right away. Right. I mean, I think the first one only went for one or maybe two, and then all of a sudden it's fourth and probably four or five and or more. And then, you know, what we did was we made them do something they didn't want to do, and that was pass the ball.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so if they would have been able to stay on schedule, maybe it's fourth and one, that's a whole different situation. So they won fourth down in the previous three downs, and so we forced them to throw the ball, and Aiden Hogue's able to get his hands up and tip the ball, and, you know, we were able to take a knee from there. So, you know, no doubt our defense played great last night. It was awesome. It's one of those stands that those kids will talk about forever, probably.
Absolutely. Starting district play 1-0, getting a huge road win, and now you can move that into homecoming week this week with West coming to town on Friday. I know homecoming week is always kind of a catch 22 for coaches. You love that your kids get to celebrate, you get to see alumni back, but a lot of times, coach, I know it's just kind of, you want them to be able to focus on the football game, but I mean, just what kind of things, if they can shut out all the outside noise of the celebration of homecoming, what are the things you guys need to be focusing on as you get ready for West this week?
Well, we just, like you just said, you know, homecoming isn't homecoming unless you have the game. So, you know, all the other things that we do is great. I love our school atmosphere. I talked to guys from Spencer last night, and they were like, well, our parade is 2 or 3 blocks long. And I said, if you want to see a homecoming parade, come to Lamar's. Yep. I'll show you a homecoming parade. I mean, there's nothing better that I've been a part of than our homecoming parade and our activities that day. But at the end, like I told the guys last night, that, you know, it still worked for us. I mean, we have to go and we can go and enjoy all those things and stuff. But at the end of the day, everybody comes back for the football game. That's why we have homecoming. And so, you know, we said, you know, let's have fun. Let's be smart. Let's, you know, kind of keep things under the rein. And then, you know what? We go show what we do on Friday night.
Absolutely. You are going to show that. And we're looking forward to a great week this week and hopefully a win on Friday. Coach, appreciate your time and best of luck this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Ken Vigdahl, head coach of Lawrence Community Football. Galen Catholic head coach Jeremy Schindler joins us after this break here on KLEM.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back to this edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. It's brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Daniel Versteg with you. Joining us now is the head coach of Galen Catholic Football, Coach Jeremy Schindler. The Jays with a tough loss last night to Akron Westfield. The Westerners ranked number 10 in Class A football, a 36-7 loss on the scoreboard. And Coach, I guess before we kind of break down the game a little bit, 4:30 kickoff, you guys moved it up due to the weather. Just how tough is it to, you know, kind of go from, all right, we're going to play at 7 o'clock, and last night it got moved up an hour and a half, and then, you know, the morning of the game it got moved up another hour. How tough is that to to kind of go through and kind of readjust your timing for?
It's football. I mean, you got to be ready to play whenever. That's when we practice every single day. So that's no excuse. They had to make the harder transition because they had to travel half an hour over to play. So that's no excuse. You got to be ready to play football when the whistle blows. And that's obviously something we weren't ready to do last night. And as a head coach, that's on me. I got to make sure that I get them more prepared and ready to go out and play.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, let's talk about, I guess, first of all, what kind of aspects or what kind of facets of the game do you think, kind of fell short for your guys last night?
We fell short in a lot of areas. Defensively, we'll start defensively.
Yeah.
Defensively, we lined up incorrectly. We left gaps open. And again, as a coaching staff, we got to make sure we fix that. And we have to make sure that our players understand we do not run a very complicated defense. And we try and keep it simple so that the kids can play fast. And obviously, we have to teach it a little better and make sure that they understand what their job is, where they're supposed to line up. And then play hard. And that's what we ask them on defense. Line up correctly and then, read your keys and then play hard. And so we have to make sure that we do a better job of relaying that message to the boys. Offensively, it's sustaining blocks in the offensive line, carrying out our fakes in the backfield, blocking downfield as wide receivers. Just it's all little things. Concentration type stuff. And again, as the offensive play caller, got to make sure that we're executing to the highest level that we can, and we didn't do that last week.
Coach, I wanted to talk a little bit about offense. I guess the nice thing is those little things. They are obviously all fixable. And like you said, it is kind of the extra things that can make a play so much better. And but the thing is that while they're little things, they are they do separate a good player versus a great player, for lack of a better phrase. Just what kind of things maybe need to be seen in practice, showing that the guys understand how important those things are to the success of a football team?
Yeah, I mean it's funny. The early kickoff has allowed me. The game got over extremely early, so that I'm actually, this is about my third or fourth time going through the film, and I'm looking at my four pages of notes, and a lot of the offensive and defensive, it's one mistake here, it's one mistake there, and it's so close to being a big play, but we all take turns making a mistake, and we have to eliminate those mistakes. The hard thing about offensive football is 10 guys can do their job correctly.
Yep.
And if one person doesn't, then the defense has a successful play. Same thing can be said for defense. You can have 10 guys do their job correctly. And if one person doesn't do their job correctly, it's a big play on offense. So football is the ultimate team sport. And,
yep.
And that's the good thing about last night is it was not, this was not on one person. Mm-hmm. We all up and down the lineup took turns making mistakes. And so we all have to get better today in our film session and make sure we understand what those mistakes were. And then in practice, we have to see you correct those mistakes. And you can't be making the same mistake week after week because that's when we get in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeremy Schindler with us, head coach of Galen Catholic football. The running game, that's been such a bread and butter deal for you, whether it's Kale or Cole. And last night, man, I'm looking at the numbers you sent over, and it was evidently a struggle to get Kale going on the ground. Cole had a decent night, but what was it about once you got that ball to your tailback, it seemed like the running game just couldn't continue?
Well, I mean, they did a really good job of keying on Kale, and there's a couple times Kale doesn't take the correct path, and so we have to clean that up. And then there's a couple times where, they're keying on Kale so hard, we have a designed read play, and Cole makes the correct read and pulls the ball
And that's why Cole had some decent success running the ball. I still think we left lots of yards out on the ground. Mm. Whether that's not reading, not getting a good ride with our read plays, or, you know, just missing one block or not taking the correct path as a ball carrier. It's so close. And that's something that, you know, you might not see just watching the game, but when you slow down the film and you watch it play after play, it's one block, it's one correct running path away from, you know, breaking a big game.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, fortunately, against a team like Akron Westfield, you kind of need to remain perfect, because coach, if you look at their side of things, I mean, they are not making some of the same mistakes we've seen historically out of the Westerners. This is a much cleaner football team. This is a team that you know, can methodically just move the ball downfield, and they can do it both in the passing and running game, it looks like.
Yeah, they are an extremely improved football team. They're extremely well coached. That coaching staff has done a great job in 1 year to really turn things around. And you're right, they do things extremely well on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. And that quarterback is one heck of a football player. He's hard to get a hold of, and he really makes them go. And their skill guys, their receivers are very talented football players. So they got a lot going for them. And you know, the biggest thing with them is they executed last night.
Yeah, they did, and it looked like they did it. You know, I did not obviously watch film. I'm not a coach, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it didn't look like through the first 4 weeks of the year that their quarterback, Layton Cook, would run the ball a whole lot, and he was their top rusher. It looks like he broke a few free for some scores. Just what kind of things was he doing last night that was maybe a little bit different than what they would normally show?
I mean, they showed it on film. We would line up incorrectly and leave an entire gap uncovered. And, you know, we didn't make that adjustment. And, you know, when you're a gap sound defense and you leave an entire gap open, and that's the one he runs through, he's into the secondary, and he's dangerous once he gets into the secondary. So, really, honestly, it was more of an alignment problem for us on his big runs and linebackers not filling the hole because they're lined up incorrectly, or the defensive lineman in front of them is lined up incorrectly. So, really, it's a lot of alignment effort. And then we're far too much reaching instead of tackling with your pads. Just far, far too much reaching. And that's disappointing because we did work on open field tackling this week. And I thought we had a good period of open field tackling in practice. It obviously didn't show up in the game last night. So, again, that's something we're going to have to work on this week in practice.
Yeah, and that's kind of disappointing to hear, too, because I thought you guys tackled pretty well in the open field against Woodbury Central and the first few weeks of the year. But, again, I guess it kind of goes back to just that little extra step above the way you're playing, and it happens offensively, defensively, special teams, you could even throw it into. I mean, it is really important that whatever your job is on the field, you do it fully and completely every single play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked, Coach Ellenzone talked about it at halftime, and him and I had a great conversation after the game, and we do. We got kids that are great kids.
Yeah.
And that they work really hard. I never question their work ethic, but at a certain point in time, we need guys on Friday nights to step up and make plays. And we didn't have anybody step up last night, you know, and make plays consistently. So, you know, when the lights turn on and it's go time, we need guys out there who are going to make the play. And so we're going to try and find that this week in practice.
Coach, I don't want to obviously be, you know, highlighting too many negatives and never leave with a positive, so I do want to talk about it. It seemed like whatever you talked with the guys about at halftime worked. You come out right away, you're down 21-0 at that point, and you come out with a scoring play. It was a touchdown pass as well. Tell me about that drive, that play, what worked, and, you know, how you guys were able to get into the end zone last night.
Yeah, I mean, that drive was one of our best drives of the season. I give our team a lot of credit. they came out and we didn't really change anything. We didn't talk any scheme in the locker room at halftime. It was more just execution, like executing your job each and every single play. And, you know, we did that drive, that entire drive. It was perfect. Cole made good reads on the option game, and you know, our linemen got off the ball extremely hard that drive. We moved the front line. We got off onto the linebackers, and there were holes to run through. Mm-hmm. And then obviously on the touchdown pass, you know, it's a third and long, which is not our bread and butter. We don't like to be in third and longs. But you know, Cole makes a good fake, good read, chance wide open over the middle, get him the ball. He's a big, strong, fast kid, and he did the rest, you know. Yep. So I really do want to compliment Chance Kelsey. Mm-hmm. I think he's come a long way in the receiving department over these last few weeks. And he's a guy that we want to try and get the ball in his hands because he can do, you know, obviously last week he had the touchdown reception on the final drive of the game for us. And then here he has a huge, huge touchdown catch. So you come out of, I think that's the first touchdown we've had out of halftime. And we choose to defer a lot because we like to get that ball. So that's great. We cut the lead to 14.
Right.
And you're in the game. So give our guys full credit. Came out in the second half in that first drive and really executed and did their job.
Yeah, did the job you needed to keep the game close, keep yourselves in it, keep the motivation there. And, it was really nice to see you score right out of the halftime break. And now you shift your focus. You got Sibley Ocheden coming up, a new team to your district, but a team you're not totally unfamiliar with. You do have a history with this squad. So what kind of things can we expect from the Jays next week and the things they have to do well to hopefully score a big district win?
Yeah, I mean, there's no magic cure. It just comes down to you bring your hard hat and your lunch pail and you go to work again next week and you try and fix those little mistakes that we made on Friday night. And we got to play with a little more energy. We got to play with a little more urgency. Sibley, they're a very similar team to Akron in terms of their offense. They're a spread based team. Their quarterback throws the ball quite a bit. You know, he likes to throw it deep. They throw the wide receiver screen game. They'll do a little QB run game. So we're going to have to play in space and we're going to have to tackle on defense. And offensively, we're going to need to, control the line of scrimmage and move people up front and execute in the run game. And then when the pass plays, you know, present themselves, we got to make plays in them.
Yeah. Hopefully that ends up happening this week. Looking forward to a good opportunity to get back into the win column. Coach, we always appreciate your time. Best of luck this week. We'll talk to you as you get ready for the Generals.
Sounds good. Thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Jeremy Schindler, head coach of Galen Catholic football. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the head coach of MMCRU football, Coach Kyle Oswald, after this on the Coach's Corner here on KLEM.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic Lamar's, serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. Accepting your insurance, True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. I am pleased to be joined by the head coach of the MMCRU football team, the Royal Head Coach. That's Kyle Oswald. MMCRU has won four games this season. They're 4-0 in the district after a 42-0 victory over Sibley Ocheyedan last night in Sibley. Road contest, of course, kicked off an hour and a half earlier due to the forecasted storms in the area. Coach, just first of all, you know, you got to coach a state champion football team when it was just Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn. You bring Remsen Union in, and we all know it's been a struggle to get to this point over the last few seasons. Just how rewarding is it for this community, for these players, to be a part of a really, really special start to the year this year?
It's definitely something we've all been waiting for quite some time. We've been so close the last couple years to getting things rolling. Last year we were 3-6 and could have very well been 6-3. We had 3-1 score games that we just barely lost, disappointment is definitely there. But even with knowing what we had coming back, we only lost one senior player and everything. Knowing what we had coming back, it was still getting thumped by a good Cherokee team week one, and then squeaking by Galen, which we know we have the talent, but we had no idea how to win. We had no idea what that felt like. And so one of the greatest things right now is to watch the kids' confidence grow, and not just the starters either. Like, we've had guys get hurt the last couple weeks, and number one, thankfully, due to numbers we have, and then the way that these guys are stepping in and stepping up, it's allowed us to keep playing and keep playing at a high level. And so it's exciting to see more kids get involved and know you get guys that get on the scoreboard, that get the stats, that get the credits and everything. But it's very nice to see those guys treat other guys, you are an equal team member. And so for me personally, I know that sounds like an after school special, but that's one of the greatest rewarding things for me. It's not only, the wins are obviously a big thing, but watching a team grow and the confidence grow that they have, and then that they can adjust and just play football instead of wanting to win so bad that they just don't because they're too nervous about it. So we're very happy to see it, very excited. I know there's been a lot of people waiting a long time for this, and I just hope we can keep going and understand that there is better things in football too, and that's the camaraderie, that's the team building, but definitely winning helps.
It definitely does, and you know, last night's game helps, and really all season. You know, Coach, I remember talking to you right before the year. We continued that into the season, that you just had so many weapons. I remember one of those times we talked, you talked about how the guys are not, you know, trying to score for their own individual accolades. It's not, I want to lead the state in touchdowns or rushing yards or whatever it may be. How have you seen that aspect of your team grow when it can be Jonah, you know, throwing for four touchdowns one night and then Brayson Mulder running for 150 yards another night for you?
These are still kids and they're still human beings. And the first week when we were losing to Cherokee, I had a bunch of guys individually trying to change the momentum of the game, to try and save their team, to try and be the hero. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't work. And even tonight we had a little bit of a few guys trying to, hey, this is my show or whatever. And we were still winning, but it just wasn't clicking. And so we had to be reminded that, guys, you are not any going anywhere on your own. You're not going anywhere on your own. You may be a great player, but the guy blocking for you, the guy catching your pass, the guy throwing you the pass, you need them. And it was, I'm going to give the kids the credit that when we brought that up, they didn't just write it off. They're like, you know what? They're right. Let's go. And they fixed it. And, you know, whoever gets in the end zone obviously gets the name in the paper and everything. Yeah. But it's the MMCRU Royals that got the 42-0 win.
Yeah, absolutely, and now you're 4-0 in the district. Coach, tell me a little bit about the win here against Sibley Ocheyedan. Just what kind of things? I know you got out early, and then you were able to kind of finish off lighter, I guess, so to speak, at least scoring wise. Just what kind of things were really key and paramount to picking up the win?
Consistency. I mean, we were able to find it took a little longer than we'd like to as far as getting the run game going, but that got going eventually. And we got some guys open in the end zone, and we got a defensive score tonight too. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun. When the defense can score, that's a fun time. And then we got to spread the wealth a little bit. Mm-hmm. A bunch of guys got in the end zone. We even had our backup freshman quarterback did a boot, and it's supposed to be a pass play, but it's when he booted, we all knew he was just going to run it in, and that's okay. He had plenty of room to run, so happy for him. And that's the joy, the beauty of it, is being able to see guys at multiple levels across multiple ages start to do well, because then you're not just setting up for a one-and-done kind of year. You're setting up for a program, and you know, that is something that fortunately, as MMC, we felt like we were able to do. Mm-hmm. And it's been a much longer go than anybody would have wanted as MMCRU. But praise the Lord, it's happening now. Mm-hmm. And as long as our kids stay together and they shut out all the noise, all of the extra stuff, then that's the kind of team that I want to coach. I'm excited to see them grow. We got a great big challenge coming up this next week, though. We can be happy that we're 4-0 in the district, 4-1 overall, and that can be the mountaintop experience we have, which means that's as far as we're going to go. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, we're going to end up really disappointed this year, and that would be unfortunate.
Well, I guess the nice thing that suggests that hopefully that is not happening is, the steps you're continuing to make on defense. I mean, you go from giving up 50 points in week one to, kind of letting Galen run all over you in week two. And then the defense kind of came around the last couple of weeks, and you pitch a shutout against Sibley Ocheyedan. Just what's been the biggest, aspect of growth for your defense this year?
Coach Maher making some great adjustments. The kids making good adjustments. And honestly, from what I see, it's just the confidence in selling out for our bodies and doing our job. I mean, that's the great thing about watching film, is you can say, well, I did this and I did that. But if we watch the film, we're like, hey, this is what happened. And honestly, our kids this year are a whole lot better at accepting more criticism, at accepting coaching, because I believe anyhow, because they want it more. Everybody wants to win. There is not a team out there that wants to lose, unless I guess you're maybe the Arizona Cardinals or something. But everybody wants to win. And unfortunately, when you are the player, that might mean that you have to admit that you were wrong. It might mean that you might have done really well in four plays, but two plays you didn't do your job. You've got to be willing to say, yes, I screwed up. Yes, I am. I'm going to get better at that. And mean it, and be willing to let coaches or other people hold you accountable. And when you're willing to do that, then you can grow. And that's a big growth here in our kids. Kids don't like that.
Right.
I'll be honest, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, when they're willing to do that and then willing to get better and try to get better, that's when good things happen. Now, sometimes people can get too big for their britches and start pointing fingers. You need to do this, you need to do that. And that's when we got to step in as coaches and be like, hey, what's your job on this team?
Right.
Your job is to be a teammate. And so, kudos to our kids. They are growing. And that's, as a football coach, that's the biggest thing I want to see.
Absolutely, and it's a good thing you have been seeing that, and it's led to this point, like you said, 4-1, 4-0 in the district, and now it leads to just a huge matchup coming up next week with the Westerners of Akron Westfield. Coach, there's a lot of things that could kind of surround this game, as you said, kind of noise around this game, where the fact that it could be for the district title, home playoff games could be determined from this. How do you address a game like this with your kids when there could be a lot on the line and you want them to understand that all, but you also don't want to, make them so scared to screw up in a big game like that?
I used to be the kind of guy where you don't say anything because you don't want to jinx it. Mm-hmm. But in all honesty, with these kids, I'm laying it out there. I put it on the line. I said, you are playing for a district championship next week, mm-hmm. and so are they. And the fact of the matter is, their record's the same as ours. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same. And so I could hide it from you, but you're going to figure it out anyhow. Let's be completely open and honest here, because you should be able to handle it. If you can't handle it, then we weren't going to deserve to win anyhow. So just putting it out there, and that's where the confidence growing, I think the kids can handle knowing what's at stake here with also knowing that we've got the confidence in them that they can do it. So, you know, but nobody's going to give it to them. Mm-hmm. And Akron, this has been our theme all year in district play. This is a team we've never beat before. This is a team we've never beat before. Even tonight, you know, granted we've never played Sibley before, but it's a team we've never beat before.
Sure.
And that's the same with Akron. And, you know, it's not just going to happen because we beat the other teams in our district. You know, last year we should have beat Akron and we just didn't. Yeah. And this year, we can't say that. We can't say that on anything right now, other than it's a team we've never beat. We're both in the exact same place. And if you want a district championship game, this is honestly some things you want. It's supposed to be this way. You don't want to just have a easy breezy. You want to have to mean something. Yep. And so that's our challenge to our kids this week, is make it mean something. Go win it. Mm-hmm. And it can get a little bit more difficult. We might have lost. I hope we didn't lose, but we got an injury to one of our guys tonight that hoping and praying it's not as bad as you worry about. But, you know, that's football. It happens, and unfortunately. So hopefully that'll be less than what we thought it is, but we'll see what happens. That's where the next man up is. It makes you a better team.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've thankfully got the numbers to hopefully have a guy step in and step into a big game. It's going to be a great opportunity. Really looking forward to seeing how that game plays out next week. Hoping it's in your favor. Coach, we appreciate your time here on the Coach's Corner. Best of luck this week, and we'll hopefully chat soon. All right.
All right. Thank you much.
Absolutely. That was Kyle Oswald, the head coach of MMCRU football, joining us on the Coach's Corner. We're back to wrap up the Coach's Corner when we come back here on KLEM.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back to wrap up the Coach's Corner this morning. The Coach's Corner program brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. My thanks, as always, to our coaches for joining us, Ken Bigdahl, Mars Community, Jeremy Schindler, Galen Catholic, as well as Kyle Oswald, the head coach of MMCRU football. Great chats with them, and looking forward to chatting some more throughout the year. Coming up this week on KLEM Radio, as far as sports broadcasts are concerned, coming up on Tuesday night, it'll be Galen Catholic Volleyball at Remsen St. Mary's. The Hawks ranked number 10 in the state in Class 1A. We'll have all the action for you from the Cletus and Marjorie Schultz Gym in Remsen, and that'll be scheduled for a 7 o'clock first serve, of course, depending on the JV contest. That's Tuesday night in Remsen. We'll have it for you on KLEM. And then on Friday, it'll be week 6 of the high school football season. Galen Catholic will be at Sibley O'Cheadon for a 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:15 pregame. You can listen to the game right here on KLEM Radio. You can also watch the game on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel as the Jays look to pick up a big district win on the road against Sibley O'Cheadon. So that's what's coming up this week on KLEM Radio for sports broadcasts. Again, thanks for tuning in to this edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner. We will talk to you next week with more high school sports, more Coach's Corner, and more sports updates throughout the week. Until then, Daniel Versteg with you. Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of the Coach's Corner, and have a great rest of your Saturday.